Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, 10:05 on the clock on this April 27th, 2023. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationships Educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Right now, a couple of our favorite people in studio, Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Great.
Yeah, good. Right on. We're bringing sunshine to today, everyone.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, in many ways, I think you guys are going to be doing that. We're going to get into that. Let's start off right away with what's happening over at the shop. And I wouldn't mind even rewinding a little bit. How did the speaker go that you had last year?
Just wait. We're going to talk a lot about that
gotcha,
today.
Gotcha.
Because for those who couldn't make it, we'll touch base about that for Tuesdays.
Cool.
Maybe we should tell them what the next speaker is.
Okay.
That's exciting, too. Yeah, if you couldn't make it to last Tuesday's presentation, which is wonderful. We're hoping to have her back in the fall. Again, we'll get into that more later. Our next presenter is going to be Terry Lemeron from Terry Naturally.
Wow.
And lots of folks know Terry Natural's products from coming to our store or, you know, wherever. But for folks who don't, this is really... Terry is an icon. There's kind of a reason the company got named after him. He's actually a pretty humble, he's like one of these guys who's like,
he wants to help everybody.
He wants to help everybody. Yeah. And I don't know exactly, I think he's explained it once or twice, like how I know how it is. His wife named the store after him.
Mm-hmm.
He has a health food store in Green Bay. And anyway, so long story short, then the product started getting named after him. This isn't about Terry. Yeah, it's about what he's done, though. And he's been doing this for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few people who've been in the natural health field for 50 years and have been anywhere near as innovative as Terry has been. There's things like ginkgo biloba. Mm-hmm. It's good for your brain.
It's one of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I don't know how to function without it. You know,
I see.
It works so well. You're just like, okay, this is the new norm. No.
Yes.
Anyway, so Terry was the guy who brought that to the U.S.
Glucosamine chondroitin.
Glucosamine chondroitin, another great example. That didn't exist in America before Terry read, you know, scientific articles from Europe and saw that, like, hey, this is something great. We need this in the U.S. He brought it to America. He's largely the person who brought turmeric to the forefront.
Yes.
I mean, it was in our spice cabinets, but, you know, it was kind of, I know my grandma's spice cabinet. It was getting pretty old. The bottle is 90% full, and I don't think she ever used it. But
maybe for pickling.
Yeah, exactly. She had some joint pain and, you know, various things that if she would have used that, you know, medicinally, and that's what Terry brought to the forefront, was how much turmeric, curcumin specifically, the extract from turmeric, can benefit our whole body, from our brains to our joints to our cardiovascular system, really the whole body. And he's still doing that research, you know, and he's bringing out new things all the time. Sucatrol D, which we've had amazing results with people with diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think, healthy feet and nerves for neuropathy, kind of on the same topic. Ginseng, mm-hmm. his red ginseng. We used to sell tons of that because it gives people energy and they want to keep moving and we're busy.
Things also, like, we're busy, right?
Yeah.
People are stressed more, different kind of stresses. So different things, like for cortisol levels of our stress hormones, those are new products from Terry.
Anxiocalm, yep.
Anxiety, like things that, I mean, everybody had stresses and anxieties. It's just a different, almost global issue that people are working with.
Yeah.
Anyways, we want you to come to our presentation.
Yes.
We're going to keep talking about this until it's here because you don't want to miss it. It's Terry. And last time Terry was, we're really fortunate. He spoke to our community a couple times, but last time we said, we're not sure if he's going to be here, if he's going to come again. But he's coming again, so we want everybody to come.
Terry's in his 80s. You know, when you say somebody's been doing this for 50 years, obviously they didn't start when they were born. As much as, well, maybe Katrina's kids will do that.
Maybe.
Pretty much already are.
Yeah,
but, you know, Terry had to find his way there. He started out in, I think he was in the Air Force.
Yes.
Some branch of the military, anyways. And he talks a lot about that and his faith and how that kind of moved him forward and broke him from bad habits in his own life, and then finding natural medicines, which, what's his topic on?
It's going to be natural medicines that are better than drugs. So really a bold topic, right?
Yeah, it's
so
a bold statement.
It's a bold statement. Like, what is going to be better than a pharmaceutical drug? Here's different ways. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have the side effects. So he's going to... We had a number to it initially, and we said, no, we're not going to put a number to it, because he might talk about 12 different things. Yeah. He might also talk about 6 different things. Yeah. But he's going to hit the main areas that a lot of people have issues with. So we're excited about it.
Yeah. I wanted to piggyback off of something Stephen was talking about with Terry and his status, in this state, in this field.
Yes.
I think that if you know even a little bit about this field, you know Terry's name, mm-hmm. and you don't need us to tell you what an icon he is.
Yeah.
But specifically what he has done for this state and its people.
Yeah.
And that, I think it's easy for us to right away go to health and how it's improved our health and everything. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a listener ages ago about his show, and I liked listening to a show, especially when I did Over the Back Fence, and it was on right before it.
Yep.
And that's actually how I heard the story about how Terry, actually, if I remember correctly, he still tried to push against the name of the building, and his wife was like, no, this is what we're calling it. And she just kind of like put her foot down about it. I may be misremembering that, but I'm pretty sure that's how it went. And he's such a good storyteller.
Yeah.
So it's part of another reason I like about him. But I was talking to a listener about the importance of his work and the impact it's had. And they were kind of like, well, I'm not really a health food person. I don't really care about these kind of things. I'm like, do you care about money? Do you care about the economy? Mm-hmm. Think about what he has done impact-wise economy to this state.
Sure.
He has done, what he has been able to bring in. Stephen just gave you a laundry list of things that mm-hmm. we're selling in tons of businesses around here. Mm-hmm. Nowhere better than Family Natural Foods. But tons of places around the state are selling it. The rise of ginseng in this state.
Yeah.
So many of these things, that ain't a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Economic impact he has had on this state is just as iconic as his impact on the health industry.
Yeah. And he's in Green Bay, but I mean, certainly like the number of people he's hired, he's started two substantial businesses, and they're global now. You can, you can find it in Canada, you can find it in Europe, whatever. But what's the date of this, Katrina? Because I imagine people are like,
I'm
excited.
We hyped them up.
So it's going to be Wednesday, May 24th at 5:15. And it's going to be the church that's right behind us. It's 910 McKinley. We're having it there because Terry does bring a crowd. So we want to make sure that there's space.
There's over 100 people last time.
Yeah. And so you could park at the store, Family Natural Foods, or you can park in the church or around the streets. But we're so excited to have them. And then afterwards,
yes,
we are going to have Terry...
like a meet and greet.
Meet and greet coming back.
Cool.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then we're going to have some local meat products to taste as well. Grass-fed meats, not to play on
words. Oh, you can't do that when I'm taking a drink of water, Katrina.
I know, I almost got a shower.
You almost did a spit take. That's hilarious. I love that. That is so good.
So it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Yeah. So, come for Terry. But the other thing that you want to come, to meet him, because he's an icon, like we've been talking about, and listen to what he has to say, so much good information. But everyone, there's going to be a sale. We can't even mention the percentage, but it's going to be our biggest percentage. Yeah. that we can do for a sale for Terry, and it will only be that night. So if you're a consumer of Terry products and you're like, great, I want to come because I want to get that sale. I definitely come because it's not going to be that day in the morning. It's that night specifically after the presentation. We're super excited to have him. And also have this great sale, this meet and greet, just getting the community, meet him, get educated. We're jazzed to have him back.
Yep. Terry's products show up in a store. People come to that store and purchase them. Mm-hmm. That store gets business. Again, economy. Mm-hmm. In all these places and around the world, really, but especially here in Wisconsin. Yeah. Is this an event that we have to RSVP for or anything?
Good question. So... it's encouraged, but it's not required.
Okay.
Whether you want to call us and or you want to go to our Facebook page and, you know, click that
the
you're
reason
going.
It's encouraged is we they last time I'm and it sounds like the same thing this time, they're going to give you like a folder of information you can take home with you, and there's going to be samples and you know some of the free stuff that you can take home with you. So they need a little bit of a head count for that, so we definitely encourage people to let us know. And again, the event is on Wednesday, May 24th at 5:15. Mm-hmm. We're excited to have everyone, you know, bring your neighbors. Mm-hmm. And stick around for the meat and the meet and greet.
Yeah, it's just so good. So darn good. That's going to be a fun event. And again, don't forget about that percentage is so good that we can't even tell you about yeah. it. You know it's good then.
Yeah.
That's also going to be really good. A great reason too. And, you know, all of these things are all great. Terry himself is great. Mm-hmm. Just even going there and getting to see that man one more time or anything is worth the visit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. A shout out to that church as well.
They're so great. Yeah.
I've always heard good things about the group
and
over there.
It's like gorgeous. Church.
Yeah, it is a beautiful church.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you for letting us use that. Before we get excited talking about the presentation we just had on Tuesday, I just want to put the information out there again that garden seeds are out.
Yeah.
I know that it's garden planting time. The rain is getting the gardens ready for us, everybody. I know we want the sunshine, but it is helping us. So we have potatoes. We have onion sets. We have a few onion plants.
Yeah, they're going to be gone by the end of the week, if not the end of the day after this radio show.
People love those.
Yeah, like, they do.
It seems like every year we talk about that, they're gone within minutes.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And pretty much all the other seeds. So definitely come. Whether it's this weekend, whether it's, you know, during the week, but definitely come because garden seeds, they go fast and there's so many good ones to get.
Yeah, there's, you know, if you want to make sure you get stuff, come in early. And another thing I always like to remind people on our garden seeds, this is something our grandfather started doing and our dad obviously did before us. And it's an important thing, you know, especially like planting vegetables and nourishing your family. And we've always wanted to keep it affordable. So a lot of our bulk seeds are 99 cents. So I always tell people for pennies, you can get bushels of vegetables.
Yeah.
And if you're worried about inflation, you're tired of, you know, your grocery bills, whatever, the best way to do that is to take it into your own hands, even if it's just a couple of pots, you know, on your patio or something like that. You don't need a huge garden to get a lot of really nutritious produce, and it gets you outside.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got kids or grandkids, you can teach them about the importance of gardening, and it's a real lifelong skill. So I encourage people, you know, new or seasoned planters, you know, come in and continue the tradition.
I'm glad you teed me up there because I wanted to go to that right away. We know how many experienced gardeners we have in our community. We have the, you know, garden foundations and things like organizations and things. But there are people who are new to this and may want to give it a shot, but maybe there's something that's held them back. And I think a lot of the times that is not knowing the unknown or the presumed difficulty of something. So I wanted to kind of like do a little guinea pig kind of thing with this. I have thought about gardening. I've thought about doing something in gardening, but I need something very easy for me not to hurt. I don't want to kill something that hasn't even had a chance to grow. You know, I want to be good at this. I want to be able to do this. What would you say is like a good first thing to kind of try to put into your garden? Or is there something that's
kind of... I think the best thing, and Katrina could probably talk from personal experiences, planting something that you love to eat.
Yes.
Or in Katrina's case, maybe planting something that her kids love to eat.
Yeah.
And then it really inspires you and you want to take care of it.
Yeah.
And when you pick it and it's really fresh, I love like fresh basil, for example.
Yes.
Some of those herbs, you know, like they're always better fresh. You get them out of the shaker. They've been sitting in your, like my grandma's turmeric, you know, forever. Mm-hmm. There's no flavor there anymore. It's like flour basically.
Yeah.
So I would try some of those herbs.
Try something simple that's pretty resilient. I think tomatoes are another great one. Like just, it's a porch plant, right? You can just grab a couple tomatoes and
they're so good fresh.
Lettuce as well. Like you can get a few cuts off of it. But I think that people need to be, or you in this case, don't worry. Things grow. It's amazing. A potato, you put it in compost, right? Like you're getting rid of this bad potato. It regrows itself again.
That's crazy.
Like plants are resilient and... I wouldn't worry too much that you don't have your row exactly perfect or straight. Start with like container plants if that's easiest, or just a small plot that's going to get enough sunshine. But Don't complicate it. Don't overthink it. Yeah. Just try it.
Hmm. I know there's people out there wanting to do it. I know myself has thought about it and everything. So that's very helpful. Appreciate that, you guys. Not exactly where I thought we'd go with that. I thought that there'd be like a go-to seed or something. I think that's much smarter. Yeah. That's a better, much better way to do it. If you're building a driveway that you don't really care too much about or anything, you're probably not going to put as much energy or effort into it or what have you. But if you're making you're putting together a pool in the backyard. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're putting a lot of care into that. And once that thing's built, you take as much pride at it when it's winter as you do when it's summer. And, you see the pool I put together out there? And it's no different with a garden, I would imagine. The pride that you can take in that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it's a good thing. Gardens are great. And feeding your digestive system is also important. So what you feed yourself, your garden, what you're consuming daily is also important, which brings me into this great presentation we had on Tuesday. And it was all about digestive health, everyone. All about it.
Yeah. And like the digestive health is such a, there's so much to it. But it's essential for all of us, if we're picking these things out of our garden that are full of nutrients and we spend so much time growing them, we want our body to absorb it all and to digest it well and not to get, an upset stomach or acid reflux or something. Mm-hmm. And we had Dr. Tracy here. It was on Tuesday, right? I mean,
yeah,
feels
Tuesday,
like it was
just 2 days ago.
Feels like longer than that. It was so cool. She
dynamic she, and she did, super educated, like wonderful lady.
Yeah. She answered everyone's questions perfectly. And she was very engaging. We had a great turnout.
She stayed later to answer people's questions, too.
Yeah,
the biggest
compliment is there's this whole, like, fan club in the front row. I don't think they knew her. I mean, they'd never met her before. I'd never met her before. But there's this bunch of mostly ladies, I think.
Mostly. And we had three guys there.
There's
that
three
was awesome.
Guys.
Well, not including you and our dad.
So these ladies in the front, they were like, next time you have to do a longer presentation.
Yeah, they're like 2 hours next time. We're like, okay.
I was like, that's kind of long, but okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if
that'll
happen.
People have spoken.
But I just thought, like, that's the ultimate compliment is when you finish a presentation, people are like, couldn't this be longer? But no, she stayed there and answered everyone's questions. I mean, much like Terry will do, I mean, at least to the best of his ability. And it was so cool. Like, we talked about probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
So she works for a company called VitaFlora, which is started by Brenda Watson, another like family, independently owned company like Terry Naturally. And Brenda, much like Terry, has been an innovator, but her innovations are mostly in digestive health.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely focused on digestive health, cleanses, probiotics, fibers. We'll talk about a couple
fish
of those
oils.
Other ones.
And her probiotics that she came out with have been very innovative. They contain... there's a lot of hype about how many billion probiotic quantity is in there, but she's gone for diversity too, which, that's important in all sorts of things in our world. But in our gut, there's a lack of diversity. We're losing diversity over time through, antibiotics, C-sections, stuff like that. And in our society, the chemicals, the foods that we eat are very monochromatic. They're the same every day, very simple. That's losing the diversity in our gut. And so her probiotics have, like the one we have in front of us has 60 billion probiotic quantity, which is a
strains,
lot.
The strains of
it. But it also has 60 different strains. Mm-hmm. And she has another product, which I think we're almost out of. This happens after these talks. We'll get more by the middle of next week. But it has 100 and 100. Mm. So 100 billion and 100 different strains.
Wow.
So amazing. There's nothing else in our store that comes close to that. Maybe there's one with 10 or 15. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I mean, 100 or even 60 for that matter is really reintroducing all that diversity that, like our great-great-grandparents would have had when they were planting those gardens. They were pulling out fresh carrots, dusting them off, still some probiotics on them. Maybe even if you rinse them, there's still probiotics. You bite them, and you're getting all this good nutrient from our soil and just from lifestyles. So she really told a great story, and she talked a lot about how, if people have constipation, they have diarrhea, they have... I don't know. What are all the things that probiotics help with?
Heartburn, skin issues, so on.
The thing that, people don't usually think about is most of the serotonin in your body comes from your gut. I think it was 70%.
Yes.
That was alarming to me. I did not know that.
So you know, like also, you know, nobody really comes in saying, oh,
I'm feeling depressed.
I'm feeling sad. I need a probiotic.
My gut must be off. It's like, no. We don't think that way. If our digestive system feels like bloated or something, then we think, oh, maybe that. But yes. The mental, your brain and your gut connection, it's been evolving, like more information on it. I feel like we're just on the cusp of learning so much more about that brain-gut connection.
Immune is another area,
immune is a huge one.
Yeah, there's a large percentage of your immune system that's in your gut. Mm-hmm. I think, again, it's over 50%. So, you know, we're always focused on, you know, washing our hands, which, great idea, you know, and like protecting our eyes and our nose and stuff. But that's just part of the story. You also have to have a healthy gut, and that gives you resilience, again, helps you absorb your food.
We've got a lot of generations, including in some ways our own, that grew up, well, your stomach aches, take some Tums. Yeah, you're fine. And just keep rolling. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of put a, I don't even know if it's a Band-Aid, but a Band-Aid on the problem, and you're not really dealing with the issue. And I hadn't realized how little I had paid attention to this until we were discussing this lady coming in and everything, and hearing some of the things you guys shared, looking at some of her work, and she is a great speaker. She really knows her stuff.
Super
and everything.
Engaging.
Very charismatic, too, and stuff. Yeah. I thought that was really cool. She knows her stuff, but she also is so good at explaining this stuff, like where even I can understand it and everything, and words that I like, oh, I got to look that up, and then I know what it means. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I came away from just that little bit of homework better understanding it.
Yeah.
Let alone listening to you two going to that speech yesterday, Tuesday, and everything. Yeah. I can only imagine how much better the audience is for that.
Yeah.
There's lots of things. So her main focuses that she talked about was probiotics, like we just talked about, enzymes, which are great for breaking down food. Helps you, you know, digest foods a little bit more. Omega-3s.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because those are crucial for digestive health.
I think we have a couple bottles left. But we nearly sold out of omega-3s. And I was like, fish oil? Like, everybody knows about fish oil. But she just really reminded people about how every cell in our body is surrounded by these omega-3s, or these omegas specifically.
It's called critical for a reason.
Yeah,
essential fatty acid. We essentially need it, and most of Americans are lacking it because we're not getting enough of it, or we're not getting good quality stuff.
And it's great for your hair, skin, and nails. Mm-hmm. You know, brings that moisture into your skin, and you know, helps with your heart, your cardiovascular system, your brain, your eyes. I mean, there's a reason that a little while ago, the pharmaceutical industry was like, oh, yeah, fish oil, we got to start selling that, too. So you can get a prescription for fish oil.
Right,
That's when you know, like...
Great sentence right there, man. Yes, absolutely.
They're like, we're missing out on some money here. We got to get in on it. But, yeah, they have a fish oil that they came out with, which is really cool. It's it doesn't burp up. So a lot of people, their resistance to fish oil, understandably, is that it burps up. And even Dr. Tracy, she was like, yeah, I tried all the fish oils. All of them burped up. I always burped up fish oils. They're terrible. She said, I got this when I was skeptical, but I was like, okay, I'll try it. So she said she took 4. The normal dose is 2. She took 4 at once and never burped it up, hasn't since.
But one of the reasons is, one, because it's good quality, but two, because they put in lipase. Lipase is an enzyme that breaks down fat, like lipids.
Brenda was the first one to do this.
This is the first one we've seen that adds lipase. So people that are sensitive to omega-3s, or like Steven saying, like that burp up, this one is great because, like, she doubled down on it, and she had no issue with it because of that enzyme that's in it and just the quality that the fish that they get.
Yeah, and it's very concentrated, too.
I take a number of supplements, not too many, but I have been out of fish oil for a while, and there's not, in part on purpose, because I wanted to see, you know, what how the effects have been and everything over the years, a year or two of taking it. And I noticed a difference, like, I wouldn't say immediately, but real quickly. Yeah. And I my body is screaming at me, hey, what's up? Where's the fish oil? Because you really do notice a difference with this one. I've tried a couple of different fish oils, and some do burp up, some don't, but they all have had a pretty positive effect on me. You have something like a Cadillac of fish oils here and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That seems like it's going to do the job. And it's one of those ones, too, that I don't believe, and correct me, please, but there is, you've never tried fish oil, you try it, it's not like it's going to get, there's a huge side effect or something. something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. Right. I mean, but I have a hard time believing that anybody out there couldn't use more fish oil.
Yeah.
You know, a CC, everything you two just said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and James, like to that point, we've got it on sale for a couple more days to the end of the month. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's looking for it, stop in. It's going to be 20% off. This is a great time to pick up a couple bottles.
So who's going to interview Jackie while I head over to Family Natural Foods? Which one of you guys?
We'll take it.
Katrina's going to interview Jackie Kitten. Get on over to Family Natural Foods, everybody. Thank you both so much for everything you do for the community, for the fun conversation we have, for putting up with me, as always, and bringing in these great guests, too. I talked to a couple listeners that love your guys and right away mentioned, hey, did you ever thank them for that? So just in case we ever never don't, thanks for the guests that you guys bring in too. This community really loves that.
Great. Cool. Well, thank you. We appreciate it too, everyone.
Encourage you to find out more. Stop on by. They're open right now at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also give them a call at 423-3120, 423-3120. Be sure to follow Family Natural Foods on Facebook and Instagram. It's a great follow. Not going to be disappointed. And be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. We'll see you all real soon. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Coming back, we'll have more Morning Magazine. Jackie Carantini joining us here at WFHR, locally grown radio.